Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is entitled Baha Alokia, meaning when you set up. It covers Numbers chapter 8, verse 1 through chapter 12, verse 16. Now, in verse 1 of chapter 8, Adonai says to Moses, "Tell Aaron to put the lampstand with the seven lamps in the place I showed you. These lamps will light the area in front of the lampstand." Now, the lampstand stood on the south side of the tabernacle in full view or opposite the table of showbread on the north, having one set of his lamps turned toward the east and another toward the west. Now, one could say that the table of showbread was the main beneficiary of the lamp. Without the light, without the light in the tabernacle, the priest could not see because it would be pitch dark, even in the daytime because of the coverings of the tabernacle, which did not allow light inside the tent. So Adonai decreed the lampstand to provide light in the tabernacle. Now, the work of God's ministers is to light these lamps by expounding and applying the word of God. Messiah is the only light in our dark, sinful world. By his atonement, by his word, and the Holy Spirit, the light of his truth will penetrate the darkness. As instructed by God, Aaron lit the lamps that burnt of pure olive oil. The lampstand was made of one talent or 75 pounds of pure gold, and according to God's divine design. Numbers 8 and 4 states that the lampstand was made of hammered or beaten gold, all the way from the gold base at the bottom to the gold flowers on the top. This pure gold was beaten, fast falling and consistent blows hammered it into shape. This image leads us to the stricken Yeshua, stricken and beaten by men before being placed on the cross. So Messiah is bruised. So the pure gold is beaten. The anvil and the hammer supply the inflicting blows. The gold is beaten into flawless form, so that worked out for heaven and for us a perfect Savior. We read in chapter 9, verse 15, that on the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud of presence covered it. Imagine Israel's astonishment as they watched the cloud on Mount Sinai move from the mount across the plain, then settle over the tabernacle. Then part of the cloud will enter into the Holy of Holies and rest between the wings of the cherubims. And that, the wings of the cherubim that were over the atonement seat that covered the Ark of the Covenant. This cloud was appointed to be the visible sign and symbol of Adonai's presence with Israel. Today, we should always want to see God near us, both day and night. Now, this cloud took on a different appearance at night. In the daytime, it would provide shelter from the hot sun. At night, it would be like fire that would warm the cold desert air. The cloud was practical, but also a foreshadowing of the Holy Spirit's leading. Now, it is humbling to think how God uses clouds. Whenever God shows up, there will be thunders and lightnings, earthquakes and clouds. We read how Adonai delivered his people with a cloud that separated chosen people from Pharaoh's army. One scripture says Adonai rides on the wings of clouds. We know in the New Testament that Messiah was received up into the cloud. We also know that when Messiah Yeshua returns, he will come in the clouds with great power and awesome glory and with the angels of heaven. Now, Adonai told Moses in chapter 10 to make two trumpets of hammered silver. These were used for summoning the community and for sounding the call to break camp and move on. Let us look at these silver trumpets. They are two in number. This silver metal was carefully prepared. Sanctified fires cleansed it from all dross. They were forged in holy purity. Each was constructed of one piece of metal, just as the gospel is pure in a one message. And also, only God's priests may use them. Their purpose is fourfold. Today, these silver trumpets represent God's ministers. From them, we must hear the gospel message, which is life to the dead, sight to the blind. It is their cry to behold the cross, look to the dying lamb, and trust in its finished work. These silver trumpets sounded when the moving cloud called for the tribes to march. These silver trumpets sounded for war. These silver trumpets were also blown to announce special religious occasions and observance. Now, in contrast to Numbers chapter 1 through 10, a major change takes place in chapter 11, verse 1 through chapter 25, verse 18. Obedient Israel becomes complaining and rebellious Israel. Ultimately, Moses and Aaron will rebel against the Lord as well. Now, in response to Israel's disobedience, the Lord's anger was aroused, and for the first time, he will plague his people as he did Pharaoh and the Egyptians. The people complained in chapter 11, and God sent fire to chasten them. The judgment of God came upon the complainers in the form of fire, which consumed many. Revelations 21 and 8 says, God's judgment for the unrepentant sinner will also be fiery, and it will be forever. Again, in chapter 11, the people lust, this time for meat. God provided quail for them. Here, Israel rejected the Lord's manna. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Moses called the place where all this happened Kibroth Hattaavah, meaning graves of lust, because there they buried the people that lusted. Now, in chapter 12, Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses and God chastened them. Serious things happen when spiritual leaders become envious of one another because their sin affects the whole congregation. The criticism of Moses was not only rebuked by divine counsel, but it was also condemned by divine chastisement. In verse 10, the scripture says, the cloud departed and Miriam became leprous. The degree of her leprosy was white as snow. That says her leprosy was the most virulent and incurable of all. A shocked Aaron and Moses prayed to the Lord for the healing of Miriam. The healing comes, but with a cost. She must remain leprous for 7 days, a penance for disobedience. And while there is mercy, there may also be consequences for our transgressions. A closing prayer. Eternal God and King, The veil has been torn. You have invited all to come by faith. Help us, dear Lord, not to harden our hearts, but to let your magnificent lampstand light our way. Let your bread of life feed us to the full. Let our ears be attentive to the silver trumpets of your calling for our lives, so that the incense of our prayers may rise to the heavenly holy of holies, and so that our conquering king may sit on the throne in the tabernacle of our hearts. Shabbat shalom.